danger zone. I lied to Hunter. It's my bad. I told him that we had one more song, but that was a lie. So he's in the little boy's room. So I'm going to stall while he's taking care of that. Hunter! Hunter, hurry! Anyway, it is the Plan B Morning Show. Good morning, 8:09. Quick look at your forecast here. So I got to stall. Today we got some fog, then cloudy, high of 35. Tonight more clouds, low of 25, dropping down a little bit. Tomorrow partly sunny, not a bad day. High at 33. Wednesday, we're going to see it drop down. We got a chance for some snow creeping in. High of 36 later on in the evening is when we're going to see that snow. And then Thursday, we got snow. Friday, we got some snow. Highs in the 30s. So it's cooling off a little bit later on in the week. Right now, I don't know what it is right now. It's not bad. Oh, whatever. Oh, there you go. My expert forecast. Let's do your... sorry, I said we have one more song.
For the love of God.
I lied to you. I'm sorry.
Jeez,
did you hear me yelling for you?
No.
I'm sorry. I was going to, and then I realized that we didn't, and so...
What a jerk.
I made you look so stupid.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Keith? This is stop, Katie. This is I don't know where to even start with this. I'll just play the audio and then I'll tell you exactly what went down.
The suspect did request that the drugs be delivered to the elementary school in which she worked. We did not deliver the drugs to that school, but that brought us great concern. It was a pretty nonchalant request, and the indication was that it was no big deal to the suspect. Instead, we waited until the teacher got off school for that day. She then met our undercover detective, and she did exchange money for 3.5 grams of methamphetamine.
Damn. A first grade teacher.
Let me guess, Florida.
Was arrested after she tried to buy meth and have it delivered to her while she was at school. She didn't realize she was actually dealing with undercover cops.
Probably a pretty active teacher.
All right, kids, today we're going to do everything.
No. 3 bomb coming in.
Today, kids, we're going to get the bugs out of my teeth.
All right. She doesn't even have a chair for her desk.
She's just running around. So, little Timmy, what'd you do at school today?
Hey. I'm tired, Mom. The teacher wore me out.
I'm just exhausted. It was a tough day. It's a tough day today. Of course this was in Florida. Of course only in Florida would a teacher ask to have meth, a first grade teacher, ask to have meth delivered to the school.
It's unbelievable. Is it, though? Not really for Florida,
like,
I guess.
Even as a drug dealer, you got to be like, how about I meet you after the day's done? You know, down the street, I don't really feel comfortable bringing meth to school.
While you're teaching the future of our economy, you know.
Children are our future. Yeah, so I don't think she's going to get that Golden Apple Award anytime soon.
No.
Probably not. But needless to say, if you're in school in Florida, there's a good chance your teacher's on meth.
Miss Johnson, is that a turbo tube you have in your desk?
Today, kids, we're going to make crack pipes. Yes, I love crack pipe day. It's my favorite day at school.